We were behind for most of the game against Sporty's Tuncurry and had a little bit of bad luck at the end of the game. Found ourselves 9 shots behind with 3 ends to go, which is a pretty enviable task to try and achieve. And one rink still out on the green, and they managed to hold their nerve. Picked up a 5 on the last end, which was probably a 1 in 100 event to tie the game. And then we went out for an extra end, won the extra end and secured a spot in the final. The last end they played to score the 5 to go through to the extra end was as good as you'd see in any grade, let alone playing grade 7. So, yeah, the pressure was on them, but they handled it brilliantly.
And then they were able to account for Marylands pretty easily.
Yeah, it sort of seemed after the, you know, good fortune, I guess you'd say, to get through the semi-final, but when they got to the final, you could just sense the pressure had come off them a bit. They knew they were very lucky to be out there playing in a final, and they just went out and enjoyed the moment, and I think it seemed to help them to get across the line. You could see the tension in the Marylands players too, because I don't think they wanted to play our blokes, and when we got out of jail like that, I think that put a bit of extra pressure back on their shoulders.
And so it's the fourth win, is it, in 4 years for this team?
Four state pennants. Well, it's four state pennants for the club. So from an era where we never won a state pennant in the men's section for 55 years, we've won 3 in the last 4 years. Grade 2 and Grade 6 back in 2015, I think it was, 2016, and the one this year. And, of course, our ladies won the Grade 2 state pennant last year. So we're having a pretty good little period here, Tonya.
And what's that down to? Your good self?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not going to be taking any credit for it. I just think we've got a very good membership. There's a good culture in the club. Very happy club, you know. I think that's a byproduct of going out and being successful. They've got a lot of pride in where they play bowls. I think anyone who's come down and had a look at the venue here at Club Sapphire, they could see why. I just think they enjoy wearing the Moomba shirt and going out and showing the rest of the state what we're all about.
Has the club changed anything at all in the last 4 years?
Oh, we're a bit more professional, I think, with the way we prepare. You know, our selection is a little bit more pointed. We make sure we get the right sort of people playing in the teams as we send them away. But in general, I think just the work ethic, the level of competition, our club championships are stronger than they were. And little things like the opportunity to watch our men playing Grade 1 bowls and hosting the Australian Championships. They get to see the best players in the world out on their green. I think that just spurs them along, those little 1% things that help to drive them.